Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Monte.
All right, Loon Dog. He was a difference maker in that series last year. Really went to the one big lineup for Game 3 and Game 4. Then Game 5 as well. Draymond came off the bench with 21. We all forget that one. And then went back to the two big lineup to win that series in 7 games. Steph Curry with the 50-burger in Game 7. 888-957-9570. Your thoughts on tonight? What is the matchup you're looking forward to? I'm looking at the Wiggins-Fox matchup, top of mind for me. And then how will the Kings defend Stephen Curry? Because Stephen Curry could detonate, and he could drop 30, 40, 50 on you in a heartbeat. We saw it in the biggest moments last season. We've seen it throughout the course of his career. But how do the Kings defend him? Because they don't. Is it Keegan Murray? Is it Keegan Murray who's going to take that assignment? Will that take away from his offense if he's chasing around Stephen Curry?
That's a good point.
No, will it be Keon Ellis? Will it be off-night Davion Mitchell? Because he does get physical with Stephen Curry. One thing Sacramento did very well last year in the playoffs against the Golden State Warriors. And I don't know if they, you know, would you watch back Game 6 and Game 7? I guess they tried it with Terrence Davis. But they pressed Steph Curry full court. They did it with Davion Mitchell. And remember, the Warriors were not getting into their half-court sets until there was about 16, 15 seconds left on the shot clock. They were bringing the ball up, and Davion's pressing them, whether Fox is pressing them. They were making Curry and Draymond work to get the ball up the floor. Then you got 16 seconds left to get into your set, and then you make a couple passes. Boom, there's 7 seconds left, and the ball ends up in Klay Thompson's hand, and then he's forcing up a bad shot. Can you get into your sets quicker? That's something I'm going to be watching for, because the Kings did that early and often in that series last season when they just pressed the Warriors 94 feet. And again, when you don't get into your offense until about 15, 14 seconds left of the shot clock, you're really asking for trouble.
Well, so then that asks, I guess that poses the question, do you anticipate a Draymond CP3 combination on the floor a lot tonight to kind of offset that for Curry?
Yeah, they'll press Chris Paul too, though. They'll press Chris Paul. They'll press whoever's bringing up the ball up the floor. So do I anticipate Chris Paul and Draymond Green? At some point, yeah. They'll be in there together at some point.
Like, one thing that Chris Paul does really well is if you do press him full court, he'll get around you and then slow down, stop, and get a couple cheapo depot fouls, and then teams kind of back off that. So, no, I think you're spot on with that one. like, the Warriors are going to have to hit shots. I know that's a stupid thing and it's very simplistic to say, but like, they're just different when they're hitting. They just are. And then it opens up the attacking lanes. I want to see how aggressive Andrew Wiggins is. Are they going to go 4 or 5 minutes before he takes his first shot?
Yeah.
Or are they going to throw it to him early and try to get him going early and play off that?
Definitely want to get him going offensively. But I wouldn't mind if he, you know, if he's aggressive offensively and he's getting touches, it does help his defense. There's no doubt he stays involved in the game. His head is in the game. Give him about 10 to 12 shots tonight. I'm cool with that. But I'm more focused with Andrew Wiggins defending De'Aaron Fox. How do you defend De'Aaron Fox, especially without Malik Monk? You know De'Aaron Fox's usage rate is going to be out of control tonight without Malik Monk. He's a ball handler. He's a high flyer. He's going to win sixth man of the year. Malik Monk is a huge, huge loss. And then when you think about Andrew Wiggins or De'Aaron Fox, you also think about GP2, who's going to be out today and Friday.
What with exactly
the calf,
is
it's
the
a calf injury?
Calf injury. God, he's been out so much.
He's been out so much, and it's unfortunate because that's another guy who could press De'Aaron Fox and pick him up full court.
Does Moody then maybe in an emergency situation get elevated?
Moody's going to play.
You think he's going to play? Because I'm anticipating a tighter rotation, like eight, nine guys.
And Moody will be one of those guys. I would think Moody's going to play. I would have a hard time not seeing Moody playing tonight without GP2.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like I'm looking at it this way. I'm thinking, all right, Kuminga's going to come off the bench. CP3 is going to come off the bench. Pajemski's going to probably come off the bench. That's eight. Looney would be nine. Ten would be what's his face?
Moody.
Yeah, like 10 guys are going to play tonight?
Maybe you get 10 guys. Maybe you wear them down with depth. You remember, if you win tonight, you got to play Friday
as
well.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're going to need some bodies here. The hook on JK is something I'm going to be looking for.
Well, that's
Where's JK going to be at? Because he's another guy. If he's on, can he stay in front of De'Aaron Fox? But also, De'Aaron Fox is so good with the pump fake. You don't want to get J.K. in the air committing some silly fouls there. So the J.K. Moody minutes, if Moody does play, watching those very, very closely.
As in one guy will eat into the others?
Well, if one guy is not playing well, that other guy is going to steal those minutes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think we're making way too much of Jonathan Kuminga's minutes just in general. And I think we're putting too much on his plate. I don't think they're going to rely on him. I think they've made the decision. They're going to roll with Wiggins and Clay. And that would, obviously, with GP2 out, that does change it somewhat. But I don't think, like, he has to be the second or third best player for them to. Yeah, I don't think that's how they're viewing it internally.
But you know what, though? I was thinking about this last night.
What's that?
Is that JK playing with CP3 in a game like this? Chris Paul can settle him down.
That's a good point.
Chris Paul can keep him under control with that second unit and make sure that he gets JK some really good shots and make him feel comfortable with that second unit. That's actually something that I'm looking forward to. Chris Paul, knowing that JK, look, it's silly of us to say, hey, Paz needs to do this and TJD needs to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
They've never been in this position before. This is the biggest game of TJD's life.
Yes.
It's the biggest game of Paz's life. It's the biggest game for JK because JK hasn't seen playoff minutes before. But Chris Paul being with that second unit, I think will help JK and alleviate some of that pressure. He'll be talking to Jonathan Kuminga every dead ball. Hey, I need you to do this. Hey, I need you to do that. Hey, get in the mid post. Hey, I need you to hit the 10-foot mini, the 10-foot fadeaway jumper. Chris Paul being with that second unit, now that I think about it, I think will help out JK tremendously tonight, at least offensively.
We haven't discussed it, but he just had some really bad defensive possessions with awareness. Like, he was guarding somebody 70 feet away from the hoop before the... Remember, it was the end of the one of the quarters. Was it this Friday night game?
Against New Orleans.
And he just got a horrible foul, and it turned into a three-point attempt. And so he's got to be smarter, because I do believe, like, guarding Keegan, guarding Harrison Barnes. Like, there's going to be some overlapping help situations.
Right.
And he can't just leave his feet willingly. He can't foul three-point shooters and get them on the free throw line. Why are you smiling?
You got a jingle for me, Spadoni? You got a jingle for me? Give me a jingle for this one.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
All the 49ers who Brendan Ayuk kept. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
What?
No. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Shasky's face just now.
Well, I thought he was going to announce like a deal between the Niners and Ayuk. Why would you do that?
Your entire life just flashed.
Well, I didn't know where he was going.
Here's where I'm going. Tonight's NBA referee assignments.
Why would you do that to me? Well, no, honestly.
I needed to loosen you up.
Devontae got signed yesterday. It was either he's getting signed or he's getting traded. Wow. My heart can't stop.
Give Shasky a moment here.
Oh, man.
Why would you do that?
We need to screenshot his face when he said that.
Can we screenshot his face, please? I had to loosen him up, man. Oh, boy, it's tight over here. He's talking about going to another region and understanding fans, switching allegiances. I got to get my boy back on track. NBA referee assignments for tonight. Our crew chief tonight, Gucci Man. No. James Williams, aka Gucci. Referee Mark Lindsay. Umpire Aaron Smith. Now guess who's refereeing the Lakers Pelicans game?
Foster.
He's the crew chief for that game,
of course.
Curtis Blair's referee.
What's LeBron's record with Scott Foster?
Who's the umpire?
He's got a 97% win.
Is it Pedritus? That's
Pedritus. Yeah, Pedritus.
Sounds Pedritus.
All right, Gucci Man.
Jetaminus Pedritus.
Yeah, let's.
The Greek.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to do that to Eva.
No, we need the infos. We need the bios. This is the thing now.
No, I didn't mean to do that about Fred and I.
Well, I just don't know why you would go that way.
No, because your face, man. It was just too easy, man. It was too easy. I just need to laugh. If I go somewhere, come on, man. Are the Niners really? I know Adam Schefter came out with the report yesterday. He's more worried about getting paid than being on the 49ers. I don't believe that whatsoever.
Well like two things can be true.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
he
man.
He could be with the Niners, and he could be more worried about getting paid. And he also could be at the facility working out. Like, all these things could be true.
Right, I mean.
And someone could blow them away with a deal.
Dude, Ayuk has the same agent as John Lynch. Why would that agent come out and say, it's all fake news, all the trade rumors of Brandon Ayuk? Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Why would they do that? I just don't get it. We're going to give Brock Purdy one less weapon? What? All right, our referee assignments. Here we go. James Williams. They're not letting me click on the bios anymore. Is somebody up on? All right, let's just go to Matt Narinda.
That's
Matt
tough,
Narinda.
That's tough.
He has an Aaron Smith factoid. Aaron Smith fact.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.